welcome to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on Wave Farms Transmission Arts Programming. I'm Sam Sebrin, and for this edition of the show, we're going to hear a selection of soundtracks from experimental and underground films. I love movies, I love watching movies, making movies, and listening to movies, and just about anything having to do with movies. So, I've got a pile of soundtracks from films made over the past 6 decades, and I'm going to essentially DJ them for you now, attempting to get some sort of flow going for your listening pleasure. If you're familiar with experimental film history, see if you recognize any of the sounds. I'll be back with you at the end of the program, so maybe have a pencil ready, and at that point I'll give a rundown of what I end up playing. So sit back and enjoy. Underneath me now is the sounds of film sprockets and a movie projector from the film in which there appear edge lettering, sprocket holes, dirt particles, etc., from 1965-66 by George Landau, aka Owen Land. We'll also be hearing more from him later. But right now, let's get started with sounds from a short movie by Chris Marker called Junkopia from 1981. The soundtrack is by Michael Krasna, which is actually Chris Marker himself using radio waves, electronics, and singing by Ariel Dombasi. The movie is of anonymous sculptures that people made from driftwood and debris and looked as if they landed from another planet at the Emeryville mudflats near Oakland, California, in the 70s, and I think they were eventually all torn down, and the sculptures are all gone now. Let's listen to the gorgeous track by Chris Marker, and then we'll see where we go from there. Enjoy.
Thank you. you hear jazz in all its colors.
KJAZ Alameda 92.7.
The command performance of Pastiche at Keystone Corner in San Francisco.
27 minutes now after 1 o'clock in the morning at the Liberty Community Center. Adopt an Animal Party will be held at the San Francisco Zoo, July 19th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
She was a visitor.
Dada. New line. D, A, D, A. Dada. New line. D, 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 D. D. D, 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 D. D, 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 D,
Unselected.
Table.
No selection. Edit table. No edit text.
Progress indicated.
Edit text.
Selected.
No. Text.
Selected.
Mark on text area. You are currently on a
test.
Select
fire. Views.
Text.
View. Voters. Violence. Voters.
Text.
Voted. Vote. Various. Voice. Fire. Vary. Vice. Visit.
Text. 5 of 83. You are currently on a text area.
It's Mission Moon for Studs Lego. He's off to pioneer the empty spaces of the moon with Lego, his wonderful building bricks. Build bridge.
Lego build it.
Build moon tractor.
Lego build it.
Lego build it. Lego build it.
build Missile Defense Center.
Lego build it!
Lego, the wonderful building toy, builds a whole wide world for you.
Knock, knock.
I found these adoption papers. Sign them.
This is my mom!
Sign them.
Total switcha.
Hand over your places, guys. Okay. Looks like your future sucks.
Looks like your future sucks.
Okay. Okay.
I just try to be mean, it's so hard. I just try to be mean, it's so hard.
Okay.
Okay.
If Jeff owned NASA, he would give the world a trip to the edge of understanding. Orbit my orbit, silly boo.
He appetized me on my website.
I just know there's something to it, you know?
Outer space, like seeing yourself out there, fluffy poo-poo cakes.
Like I care. My outer goo-boo so fresh and poo-poo. Everyone in my hood is an entrepreneur.
Okay, as an audience member, I just feel evil.
Literally? Like a literal butt face? Okay, let's have a talent show.
You're kidding me?
Welcome to history. I was there once back in the day.
Jeff, no more animation, okay?
Fine. I'm writing a real movie where people actually die, and the audience has a near-death experience called Audition.
The Audition?
What?
I posted the sign-up list outside. I kind of expected everyone to be in it, so don't disappoint me. I have 5 boyfriends to go sketch, so open says me, out like a prefab in a tornado. I have 5 boyfriends to go sketch, open says me, so out like a prefab like a tornado. First, I'm gonna call my best friend to beat the fuck up out of Jeff. Hello?
Left out some important times, like early morning time when it's fresh and clear. Or time when you're working, when you're at the office, and under all that pressure, the telephone is there. All those things you might indulge in. And then there's dream time. Dream time is really something very special because it can cover just maybe, you know, one little split second of experience, or it could cover, one dream might cover years or centuries.
Thank you.
realize that that great morning feeling always comes back again. It's fresh and clear. It's a whole new day.
The time is 33 and 10 seconds and 20 seconds.
This is a test. It is a test of how well you can follow directions. There is a picture on your desk. Look at the picture. It is a picture of the inside of a house. Now listen carefully and do not look at the picture. This is how the test will go. I will tell you to mark something on the picture. Sometimes I will tell you to put a number like 3, 4, or 5 on something. Listen carefully and each time do exactly what I tell you. If you do not understand something that I say, do not put any mark on the picture. Do not ask any questions. Just wait for the next thing I will tell you. Then try to do it. Remember, do not guess any answer. You will probably not be able to answer all the questions. Do not worry. Just do the best you can. You can see it is very important that you listen carefully so you will know what to do. I will tell you what to do only twice. You will not be able to ask any questions during the test. If you do not understand something that I say, do not make any mark on the picture and do not ask your neighbor. Do not scribble on the picture and do not color the picture. Do not make any mark unless I tell you to. Now listen carefully for the first problem. Listen. Turn on the television. Turn on the television. Put a number 3 on what you would touch. Turn on the television. Turn on the television. Put a number 3 on what you would touch. Listen again. Here's another problem. Listen. It's getting dark. Turn on the lamp next to the couch. It's getting dark. Turn on the lamp next to the couch. Put a number 6 on what you would touch. Put a number 6 on what you would touch. Listen carefully. Dust the picture that is over the television. Put a number 9 on what you would touch. Dust the picture that is over the television. Put a number 9 on what you would touch. Put the umbrella away. Put the umbrella away. Put a number 18 on what you would touch. Put a number 18 on what you would touch. Listen. Have some fruit. Put a number 19 on what you would touch. Put a number 19 on what you would touch. See if your face is clean. See if your face is clean. Put a number 14 on what you would use. Now listen carefully. I am going to tell you something different. If the bed is made up, put a number 15 on the bed. If the bed is not made up, put a number 16 on the bed. If the bed is made up, put a number 15 on the bed. If the bed is not made up, put a number 16 on the bed. Find the lady who has dropped something. Put a number 22 on the lady who dropped something. If she is looking at you, put a number 40 on her. If she is looking away from you, put a number 41 on her. If she is looking at you, put a number 40 on her. If she is looking away from you, put a number 41 on her. If she is wearing a coat, put a number 42 on the lady. If she is not wearing a coat, put a number 43 on the lady. Find the lady who has dropped something. If she is wearing a coat, put a number 42 on the lady. If she is not wearing a coat, put a number 43 on the lady. Listen. Here's another problem. Listen. Sit in the second seat in the row nearest the door. Sit in the second seat in the row nearest the door. Put the number 8 on what you would go to. Listen. Please open the window. Put the number 16 on what you would touch. Answer the telephone. Answer the telephone. Put a number 4 on what you would touch. Answer the telephone. Answer the telephone. Put a number 4 on what you would touch. Now, write your first name and your last name at the bottom of the picture. Now, put your pencil down.
Buffalo to his brother. Simpsons way. Last
Studio Wash the new way, the tumble wash way. The Liberator tumble wash costs only 75 guineas, and look what it does for you. It washes, it rinses, and it spins, all in one tub. Turn one dial to heat the water as hot as you want. Turn another dial to wash, with a gentle tumbling action that forces suds through every fiber. One lever rinses till the water's crystal clear. Another lever spins. You never touch the clothes yourself until they're spun and sparkling clean. Wonderful tumble wash. The only 75 guinea one tub washing machine. Made by English Electric. Made to last.
George Kuchar, thank you for coming. Where are you anyway? I don't know. But I make movies, I make underground movies, and I've been teaching at the San Francisco Art Institute for, must be like 38, 39 years already. Like I always used to draw as a child, preteen. And I would draw, made comics, me and my brother. And then we also made animated movies on the edges of my dad's books. He read, and then I would take the books and make flip movies on the side. So you know, you flip the pages, you see animated pictures. And I like very much comic books because I grew up with EC horror comics. And I loved those, not so much the Superman, but the EC horror comics. Then I applied, I had to go to a high school, so I applied to the School of Industrial Art, which later became School of Art and Design. And I was in a class with Calvin Klein and also Gerard Malanga, who later worked with Warhol, Warhol's henchman. And then Donna Kness, that's where I met Donna Kness, my big star. And so I was trained in commercial art because I was told that fine artists starve. Then I got a job in the commercial art world. First it was giving, handing out art supplies to people at Norcross greeting cards. It was a horrible experience. But then I graduated, I got to do some more artwork. I worked for television, it's NBC. This is big, Channel 4, New York local. I did the weather maps for the local news spot. I was interested in weather because I was very much inspired by a man named Eric Sloan. And he loved Americana, he loved covered bridges, and he loved the sky. And he would come out with these weather books, and all of his illustrations showed how clouds formed, and it was a wonderful way to learn the weather. It wasn't mathematical, or like in the Weather Bureau at that time, it's kind of like the military. They have shifts, and you're not supposed to talk when the shifts change and stuff. So Eric Sloan was a big inspiration for me, and I did weather maps, and my work got to be on TV, because I used to do backgrounds for the forecast. And I remember one time I did a boy and a girl holding hands going up a mountain slope. And they said, no, we can't show that. I said, why? They said, well, we don't know what they're going to do on top of that mountain when they get there. And so there was these kind of censorship problems. Every time I was working, it was money to put into my artwork, bought art supplies. I used to do oil paintings. I love the smell of oil paint. And then I was making movies along at the same time. So the movies were, you know, I funded it. It was cheap then, $2.35, I think, for a roll of 8 millimeter film. So I started making movies when I was a preteen, too. My aunt gave us a camera, me and my brother, and we started making these pictures. So the movies were going all along, even though I had the commercial art jobs. And I would use people on the job as the actors. And I'd befriend them and then go to their house and put them in these movies. And they were 8 millimeter movies at the time. Then I happened to meet Bohemian people. It was Bob Cowan and a bunch of Canadians who came down here, Joyce Whelan and Mike Snow, who came to New York to have a bigger art scene, leave Canada. And they introduced me to the underground and the, not the commercial, but the big, you know, underground, non-commercial world. I met them through Donna Kness, the girl I went to school with, became my star. Bob had the hots for her, and he always wanted to paint her and do things like that. So through Bob, I found out that there's a whole area out there, venue, that they were showing underground movies. And he introduced me to the crowd. I went to a loft, it was Ken Jacobs' loft, showed movies. Jonas Mekas, who was writing for the Village Voice, came and he wrote about us and people came. And that was the start of our career there. But then I was getting ideas from the pictures I looked at. You know, at that time, Warhol was making movies, Jack Smith, people like that. And I would see their scenes and I'd do versions of their scenes, you know, like I did. And then they would see our movies and get inspired. And in fact, we were making 8 millimeter and they were doing 16 millimeter. Then they said, hey, 8 millimeter looks like fun. Let's switch. And my brother and I did the same thing. We said, 16, wow, you can see so much detail. Let's switch. So there was like a cross current. Everybody changed what they were doing. They switched tracks. Oh, I like their films, you know, because each one was, those times they had a lot of nudity. But if they had sex scenes, they were using big kielbasas, Polish sausages, you know, for sex organs. And I like food, you know what I mean? So it was a good combination of stuff. And yeah, I got a kick out of their movies. And then you meet them, and they were stoned, a lot of them, you know what I mean? So that was a whole other culture I wasn't used to. Eventually, they would give me some pot, but I was so big, you had to get elephant portions. You know, like, give me extra dosages. So. You know, there was a good interchange in that area too, meeting the other culture, the subculture, the counterculture. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Sam Sebrin, and you're tuned to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, heard every fifth Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Wavefarm's Transmission Arts programming. We've been listening to soundtracks, excerpts from soundtracks, and sounds from experimental and underground films. I love movies. I think films are one of the highest art forms ever, encompassing multiple other art forms. Skateboarding is possibly the highest art form, in my opinion, but that's for another show. Anyway, I know I promised at the beginning of the program to give y'all a rundown of my playlist, but there's just not enough time now. I'm so sorry. Please contact me through Wavefarm, and I'll be more than happy to send you a detailed playlist of this show. There were 21 pieces by 14 artists. Underneath me now is Mockingbird Dreams by electronics pioneer Patrick Cowley. Cowley is a founder of the high-energy disco sound. He made years of experimental sound recordings, and he also did soundtracks for 70s gay porn films. Mockingbird Dreams was used for one of those films called School Days. I'm guessing that work paid some bills and also had a lot of fun fringe benefits. Thank you for listening to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. I'll be back here in April 2017. Again, please contact me through Wavefarm for this show's complete playlist. Just email info@wavefarm.org. Keep listening.